Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today will continue with Simeon's Look for the Lord. In the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 25 and following, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against, yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." What particularly blessed my heart about this passage of Scripture was the fact that Simeon took the Lord Jesus, God in flesh, in his arms and blessed God. It was here he takes the Lord and holds on to the living God, lifts him up, embraces the Lord, a man who was filled with the Holy Ghost, a man who by the Spirit of God was in the temple and was serving the Lord, now takes the Lord himself into his arms. I suppose that Joseph himself did hold the Christ child. I suppose there were others who did. Just think of that. Mary, of course, nursing the child, giving the child life, sustaining the child's life, and now giving the child to Simeon, who takes the Christ child in his arms and lifts him up. Well, that is a great thing to meditate upon. But then there is a greater thought that my mind goes to, and that is of giving ourselves unto him. Not that you have him, but does he have you? Have you given yourself to him? Have you turned yourself over to him, very much like a person would have a gift? And they give the gift to an individual, and they do not want the gift back. It meant much to them, but it means more in the possession of the one to whom they've given it. So your life and my life means more to us now that we've given ourselves to Christ the Lord. We've given ourselves to God. Our lives mean more now. You know, if you have a gift and you keep it shut up and hidden away somewhere, and you know that you want to give it to someone and you don't, does it mean as much? When you give to them and they delight in the gift, then the value of the gift increases because you now have the joy of knowing they appreciate the gift. Well, your life is like that. The Lord delights in those who delight in him. Do you delight in the Lord? Or are you enduring your life as a Christian? Please, think about this. These things that we now know in this life are but for a moment. The trials we know, they'll drop away one day. They will not be able to pass through the portal through which we will exit this life. The difficulties, those fears that we know, why, they'll all be sifted away. They cannot go out through the portal through which we passed. They'll be left behind. And so the gift that we give to the Lord means so much more when we recognize and we understand that our lives mean so much to God. Oh, how precious it is. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.